lot of sex because she's a germaphobe.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
She says she does not let her sex symbol status transfer into her private life. She also forces her partners to undergo STI tests. STI. What does the I stand for?
Infection instead of diseases.
Learn something new every day.
On 1340 WKGN.
Hey, big boy. I hear the way you read these headlines.
Tell you about the Hunger Games. Maybe we can go to a Golden Corral when we're done. How's that sound, Jenny?
Hour number three kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Before we hit some hour three headlines, let's head over to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. Let's get Jeff Davis. As it is Wednesday, it's time to do our giveaway. Free window tint, courtesy of our friends at GNJ Auto Graphics. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
Hey, brother. Good to be here.
How you feeling about the Vols right now? Let's talk some football right quick. Let's get your take on it. Tennessee, number eight in the country, getting set to head down to the Bayou to take on LSU.
Well, we're coming off the bye week, which is quite exciting. I mean, how cool was that to beat Florida? With the first couple weeks, you know, you had some games, but they've you know, beat some ranked opponents consistently now. So I'm pretty optimistic about it. But going into the deep South there is going to be interesting, huh?
Feels like it's going to be the first time in a while Tennessee is going to go somewhere where they are the actual hunted. Like where LSU is thinking about what beating Tennessee will do for their resume and how to make them feel. And it's a pretty cool feeling.
Yeah, it's quite exciting to be a Vols fan right now.
FanRunRadio.com/TINT. That's how you sign up for these weekly free window tent Wednesday giveaway. Who is our winner today, Jeff?
All right, let's see. We got Danny Crow.
Danny? And say that last name one more time.
Danny Crow, C-R-O-W-E. Let's see what kind of car Danny drives here. A 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Hey.
Okay, that's a great car.
Yeah, he's riding style. Riding style. All right, Danny Crow, you are our winner of this week's giveaway, free window tinting, courtesy of our friends at GNJ Auto Graphics. What does Danny need to do now, Jeff? Does he get in touch with me or get in touch with you?
I'm going to forward this over straight to my partner, Jim.
Okay.
And he's going to be reaching out to Danny Crow today. We try and get these winners in as soon as possible, and nothing more exciting than working with you guys and combining awareness for GNJ Auto Graphics, but in the spirit of the Tennessee Volunteer football. It doesn't get better than this, and we just love working with the fans of Fan Run Radio.
Appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too. GNJ Auto, we appreciate them for their support. Jeff joined us on the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. It's a great spot for a quick lunch or burgers and beers with friends after work. Big Orange Phillies, pool, darts, karaoke, and live music on weekends. Check out the full menu at BigOrangePhillies.com. Hour three headlines. Give them to me, Cody Mack.
Thanks, John. Kansas coach.
You're welcome.
Kansas coach Lance Leopold has no plans to... What?
Lance Leopold.
Has no plans to leave for the open Wisconsin job despite his ties. We're happy here, Leopold says. The long-suffering football fans at Kansas mostly thought it flattering when Scott Frost was fired and rumors began that the Cornhuskers might be looking into their coach. When Wisconsin fired its coach this week, the feeling wasn't so much flattery as fear that Leopold might leave for the Badgers' job.
There's no way they're keeping him at Kansas, right?
Well, no.
You wouldn't think so. He's done an insane job.
Do you think that's part of the reason they fired Paul Chryst so early? Because, I mean, they pulled the plug on Chryst without really any warning. I mean, there wasn't even that much talk that he's on the hot seat. I mean, I know we looked and said, it's kind of embarrassing they got beat the way they got beat. But to get fired as quickly as he did without any warning, you look at places like Nebraska who gave Scott Frost a warning. You usually get like a full year to be like, hey, here's your chance. Get this together.
Yeah.
Like he would like had a bad year this year, then maybe gets fired at the end or goes into next year on the hot seat. They pulled the plug on him pretty damn quick.
He was born in the small town of Jefferson. That's about 40 minutes outside from Camp Randall Stadium.
No, he has ties. He has ties to Wisconsin. He was at Wisconsin Whitewater for a long time. He was a Wisconsin grad assistant in from 91 to 93. So, like, it does seem like he is a Wisconsin guy.
This guy's about as Wisconsin as summer sausage and cheese.
So I wondered if it was them pulling the plug on Paul Chryst so that they could beat Nebraska, because, like, Nebraska's going to want to hire this guy, and they're like, hey, we'll give you more money. You can come home.
Come home, Lance Leopold.
I mean, it seems like he built a powerhouse at Wisconsin Whitewater. I mean, he was a monster there.
Oh, hell yeah, he did.
So, I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer. If you're Kansas, it's got to be a terrible feeling, right? You're undefeated. You're hosting game day.
Yeah.
You're back. Well, when I say back, I mean, you're as good as you've ever been, except maybe that 1 year in 07. And it's, you know, going to be short-lived. This guy's not staying. He's going home.
Yeah. And the biggest thing is you're Kansas.
Well, yeah, but like or maybe you look at it glass half full of like, hey, at least somebody showed us we can actually win some games. There's hope for us. Or you're just like, no, this is the only guy who can win here, and now he's leaving.
Those people probably are having a good time up there.
Yeah.
It's best football season they've had in a long time.
Since 07.
Normally,
Tlaib was up there running around.
Yeah. Normally, the only thing they can look forward to is basketball season, and then after that, just, you know, Dust Bowl season.
Which I guess they did win the national championship in basketball this year, so it was pretty good for
them. Yeah, it's been a good year.
They're riding pretty high.
Been a good year for Kansas. Let's see here. The assistant coach of Tennessee says something about Josh Heupel. Alex Golish, he's the offensive coordinator. He says about Josh Heupel, he always thinks we're going to get whatever kids we go after in recruiting. He always thinks we're going to win every game. He always thinks we're going to crush every practice. Says Heupel's a very positive man and has restored a proud program. He wants to do for Tennessee what he was supposed to do as a player at Oklahoma, restore a proud program, it says, coming from The Athletic. It says he thinks we're going to win every game. That's good. Tennessee basketball hosting an open practice at TBA October the 15th.
That's kind of cool, right? Or no? Doesn't do anything for you? The Alabama game day.
Nothing for me, but
3:30. I mean, they're going to be like, hey, 11 o'clock, come in. I would imagine a lot of people check that out. There's going to be a lot of people on campus.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. I mean, people will.
You're not going to go?
Enjoy that. Well, no, I mean, I don't care anything about it.
Think about how Cody McClure of 2014 would feel.
I would not have gone to a basketball open practice.
Yes, you would have. You'd have gone as a journalist. You'd have been there taking notes, and so-and-so looked good. Wow, look at the shot.
I thought his jump shot looked very impressive.
Santiago Vescovi.
Not sure if he's ready for the big time.
Looks like he is ready to take on a new role as a leader this year. And Rick Barnes, you can see the new energy. These boys are ready to cleanse last year's disappointing end of the season and build off of it.
According to SEC Network, Tennessee pressures the quarterback on 39% of dropbacks. That's good for the fifth best rate in the country, according to Houston. So I guess it's true. Fifth best rate in the country at pressuring dropbacks, quarterbacks.
Pretty
How about that?
Good.
92 pounds of marijuana were seized at the Nashville International Airport.
Why?
92 pounds of marijuana. That was me as a kindergartner.
You were 92 pounds in kindergarten?
Yeah. I weighed the same as this bag of marijuana they seized at the Nashville Airport.
I don't know how much I weighed in kindergarten. I do know
you were a good 75.
I know by the time I was in third grade, I was like 120, though. Or fourth grade. I can't remember if it was third or fourth grade. I was a big old boy at that point.
I can remember.
I had to wear Husky jeans. I used to get so mad that I had to go to the Husky section.
Yeah. I remember in sixth grade, I was 212 because I was the second fattest kid at school.
But second fattest.
There was this girl
who
was ahead of me, and she was 274.
And you were how big?
Sixth grade.
How big were you?
I was 212.
And she was 274?
274.
Did you look at her and just be like, at least I'm not that?
Yeah. Well, the reason I know it is because those like BMI, like physical, you know, like
BMI probably made you think you were dying.
Yeah, I was like 50% body fat. Yeah. But you know
BMI just
it was like the national PE thing or whatever.
Yeah, physical education.
You have to get these reports. I always did very good, by the way, on the stretching. My flexibility was always top notch.
It's because your legs. You have no legs.
Top notch. Well, yeah, I'm pretty short. But
I mean you're all torso. That's what you said.
Yeah. Short legs. Yeah, if they found me in Dahmer's vat, my torso would be coming out the top. But anyway, I looked at her report because I snuck it while nobody was around, and I just flipping through the papers because it had all the kids' weight on them. I didn't tell anybody. I just wanted to know how big she was because I knew she was bigger than me. And I always remember those numbers for whatever reason. I was 212. She was 274. So, yeah, they found some pot at the airport. A couple of Asian guys, actually. Jia Chen and Yai Wei Wu reportedly claimed the four suitcases. They had it in four suitcases and attempted to leave the airport, but a search of the suitcases revealed 92 pounds of vacuum-sealed marijuana, along with air fresheners and dryer sheets.
Trying to keep that smell down.
Do you know if that girl's okay these days?
What girl? The big girl?
Yeah, 272. Miss 272.
Yeah, she actually is. She had a,
she had some surgery?
She had whatever, one of those procedures.
Yeah.
She's, I think she's doing pretty well. The concussion doctor from the movie Concussion, the 2015 Will Smith movie, says that Tua should retire.
I mean, if you're retiring, I could probably sue.
Did the guy play a doctor in that movie, or was he actually
a doctor? The guy who played the doctor was Will Smith, Cam.
That's what I was like.
I mean, if Tua retired, he could probably sue the NFL for negligence since they just fired that doctor, right? And they found that the doctor had done some wrongdoing. You could probably say it ruined your career if you're Tua, so you could probably make a lot of money, although we know football players aren't wired that way.
Gisele Bündchen joins Eli Manning and Nick Foles as the only people to take a ring away from Tom Brady.
Is that your tweet of the day?
Tweet of the day.
That's a pretty good one.
The fan who was leveled by Bobby Wagner after running on the field during
Monday
Night Football has now filed a police report over the incident.
Oh, now, so maybe I was onto something yesterday.
Everybody wants to sue.
Speaking of police reports, Alec Baldwin has reached a settlement with the family of Helena Hutchins, the woman that he murdered.
Do we know what
that's
it
reckless
was?
We don't know exactly that he murdered her.
No, we do. He shot a gun and it killed her. He murdered her.
Well, I don't know if you call it murder, though, do you?
He killed her. He killed her.
He did kill her.
We can agree on that. Killed, not murdered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some would say murder, but I think at the very least we say he killed her. His actions led to her dying. He killed her.
He and the family have
imagine he's given her a bunch of money and they're not going to disclose the amount.
That's your spot on there. Yeah. An undisclosed settlement in the wrongful death lawsuit filed against Baldwin and others
involved.
What do
you think, $5 million?
I bet it's a lot because you remember we read a couple weeks ago that there could be like actual criminal charges, like or maybe was that us, Cam? Maybe we read that.
Yeah,
last
we talked
week.
About it a little bit.
I don't think. I mean, the private settlement doesn't take away from any criminals.
No, yeah, the civil would be different. But.
Yeah, I mean, I just mean like it's not like a murder. You don't get to say, well, we don't want to pursue the charges. Once it's murder, like you don't.
Yeah, they're two separate.
That would be the civil stuff.
That's what I'm saying. So like, it doesn't have anything to do with it. But I'm saying the cost of a life is usually, I feel like, $2 to $5 million. I feel like that's kind of like the standard thing. I know some people have gotten more depending on like how egregious crimes have been. Like, there was that old woman who like the cable company Spectrum or Comcast or whatever it was, and like went in and killed her. And they got like $1 billion or something crazy like that. But like,
why did they kill her?
He just wanted to kill somebody and like had
a Comcast guy.
I think it was Spectrum. It was like the day before he had like went in, fixed her cable, and came back the next day and said there was another issue and came in with his uniform on and killed her. Mm. And I think her family won like $1 billion or something crazy like that.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah. So like I don't know exactly if there is a formula for a life, but I would say this family got at least $5 million. What are you gonna say?
Nothing.
Don't say anything like that while your sweet mother's listening.
What?
Do you know what you were going to say?
I don't know what I was going to say.
I know what you're going
to
say.
I made myself laugh because I was trying to think of something to say about the old woman and the Comcast guy. And I was something about dial-up or something. I don't
know. Okay.
I couldn't think of anything, though.
Okay.
So I just started laughing at myself.
I thought you were going to throw something out there like, let's sacrifice one of my family members for $1 billion.
Oh, I definitely would.
Or $5 million, depending on Alec Baldwin.
Not my mother, but most of the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw.
The others.
Your mom's probably listening to that thinking, wow.
No, mom doesn't have a price.
Aw.
I can never go without mom, but there are definitely
$10 million?
Some like distant cousins and things. Like, yeah.
$10 million?
$10 million for who?
Your mama.
No.
15?
No. I'm telling you, there's not a price.
Aw.
She's the only one, though. There's others. You know, like, give me like a, I don't know, second cousin.
Okay.
Boom, give you that for 50 grand.
It's got a break to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. So sick of all these little stats about LSU. They're clinging to all these stats they've had, that they're undefeated since 2000 in 11 a.m. games in Death Valley, averaging 41 points a game.
Sounds like they're playing easy teams.
They were playing easy teams. They were. They were playing like Balt wins and like Mississippi State. Like, that was it. And they're also, like, ignoring the fact that, like, it wasn't – I guess it wasn't technically an 11 o'clock game. I believe it started at 1 o'clock. But, like, when Florida came in there in 2016 after the hurricane and beat them and cost us a trip to Atlanta, that was a 1 o'clock game, which, I mean, is a similar concept. They're like, well, that doesn't count because that was technically a road game, even though it was in our home.
We were playing Missouri that day.
We were playing Missouri that day. You
I remember
correct.
The stadium was kind of deflated.
It was a CBS 330 game as well.
That game came to an end, and our game was going on. It was like second quarter, I think. Everybody found out about it. It's like, ah. They purposely didn't show the score in the stadium, though. I do remember that. But, you know, people had phones. They found the information out anyway. Isn't that wild that there used to be a day that you just didn't have phones? Like, you just couldn't figure out information. If you were in the stadium, the only thing you knew is what they told you over the speaker.
I mean, I think about that all the time.
Or the board.
Basically any old movie or TV show you watch, like, most of the plot could be completely different if there was just a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could just pick up and text or, you know, call somebody. Like, most of the shows and TV movies would just be completely different. If Elaine could have just texted Jerry instead of coming over to his apartment all the time, things would have been a lot simpler. Same for George.
That's true.
A lot less face-to-face interactions.
I want to live another day in the 90s.
I was thinking about courting, how hard dating would have been back then.
I think just got a number and then you like called and maybe you had to figure out how much time between. I think it was better probably because now you're expected to text. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than like, you know, when you do get one on the dating app, and I know it doesn't happen often for, you know, us. You once said the dating apps were not made for us, but you know how it is when you do get one though, and then you have to do that same messaging, that same stupid, how was your day? What are you into? What do you like? Oh, good, good. It's just so boring. But what else do you do? I mean, that's the only way to get to know someone, isn't it?
You get to send nudes, at least.
You get to send them?
Yeah,
or you get to receive them?
Yeah, I like sending, too.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you comfortable with your nudes?
Yeah.
Would you be, if your nudes got leaked, embarrassed?
I wouldn't want them to be leaked.
But would you, if they did, though, how would you?
What do you mean?
Would it be bad? Would you be like, oh, my God, things will never be the same? Or could you deal with it?
Are you asking if I would, like, just log off the internet forever and, like,
yeah,
not show
like,
my face?
Like, if people just kept tagging you and like, would you be ashamed?
It wouldn't feel good. Because I do some nasty stuff in my nudes. Most of my nudes are, like, videos.
What are you, like, bending over? Bending over, showing them the, spreading your cheeks.
I wouldn't.
Showing that little starfish.
I wouldn't want my nudes to leak. But I don't. When you say handle it, I mean, I guess I wouldn't like log off the internet or anything. But it wouldn't feel good. I would send people to jail. I'm with the movement of like people that leak them should go to jail. The revenge porn people. I'm with that side. If you're leaking people's nudes because you're mad at them, you should go to jail.
I don't think I've taken a nude since I was like, I might have when I was in high school, but I don't. I'm not really the kind of guy you want to get a nude from. You know what I mean?
I don't want one from you.
Yeah. It's not something that I really do.
LSU clinging to those stats as if it's going to help them. Now, this one, I will say, this one gives me a little bit of pause. I haven't checked this, but I am, like, looking at some of this stuff, and it's funny that this guy says that LSU is 8-0 versus SEC teams ranked in the top 10 at home. But then, like, they put in the parentheses excluding Bama, which
seems like a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I guess if you get to exclude Bama, Tennessee's record against ranked teams looks a lot better, too, but
yeah,
not that much. I mean, it's not like we're beating everybody else, but since 2010, LSU's 8-0 against top 10 teams. I would say that none of those came at 11 a.m.
None of those have came under Brian Kelly.
None of those have came under Brian Kelly either. Good point by you, Cam.
Coach O had a great record against good teams. And they canned him.
Do any of those bother you? Do you think any of those matter on Saturday?
Not a bit. Not a bit. I think Saturday will be a unique game that's never happened before. It'll be a unique circumstance.
So it doesn't give you any pause?
Nah. Not really.
No, we're going to win 35-24.
35-24?
Yeah.
That's about what people predicted us to beat Florida by.
I think I had 42-24. I think we threw people off our scent against Florida.
I think so, too. I think people saw the final score and were like, oh, Florida hung around with him, gave up all these yards.
I think they saw the final score, and I think they saw the, like, Anthony Richardson passing numbers.
Yeah.
I would like to put, like, a solid performance together. Like a complete game where we just, you know, start to finish, pretty much dominate it. And defense plays good. Say defense holds them to 350 or something like that instead of 400.
Well, I mean, like Anthony Richardson got 150 of his yards in the last, like, 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He got two touchdown drives, like, in the last seven. I guess it was last, like, 7.5 minutes of the game. Like, I understand that he still kind of had his way, but if he throws for, you know, 300 yards instead of 450, like, that feels a lot different.
Absolutely.
Especially, like, Tennessee. I keep coming back. People are down on Tennessee's defense, and I'm not, you know, necessarily high on them right now, but you give me that stat that Houston posted about top fives and quarterback pressures, but you also tell me, like, we gave up 21 points for the majority of that Florida game. Like, they scored 21 points for the first 53 minutes of that game, and then we put it away, and it was over, and then we let them score.
Yeah, it was what? It was 4 minutes and 40-something seconds left that they scored?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, we did dominate for the most part. I think we're going to be okay. I feel good about the LSU game. To me, they feel a lot like Florida. I think we're significantly better. It's a little trickier that you got to go on the road, but maybe that counts for 3 points. I mean, I still think we're double digits better than LSU. Just a matter of putting that game together, closing it out strong, getting that W.
Overrated, underrated, coming up after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Before we get to overrated, underrated, Cody, tell us about our friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook and what they got going on.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, my friend.
Start NFL week four off, right?
Week five
with a no sweat.
Do the other one. Pick the other one. We did that one yesterday. Go get me the other one. You got time.
We did this one yesterday?
Yeah, we got two emails. We got to do it tomorrow, too, because tomorrow is.
I did the other one. Oh, you did that one yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me the other one. Right, give me the other one because we'll do the no sweat same game parlay one on Thursday because that's when the game actually is.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Football season is underway. Now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book, because right now new customers get a no sweat first bet up to
$1,000.
That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Sign up with promo code.
Talk Sports, one word. The promo code is Talk Sports, one word.
Host, talk about some of the things you like about FanDuel.
I love FanDuel, man. I love the live bets, man. I love the same game parlays and the same game parlay plus, man. That means you can do multiple same game parlays combined with other games and get those odds.
Mm.
And also love the fast and secure payouts.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lord knows I've won a lot of money on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yep. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Sign up today with promo code.
Talk Sports, one word.
For your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code.
Talk Sports, one word.
Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. If you're a degenerate,
whoa.
Do
can't
not
use that word. No, we can't use that
it.
Word. No, we can't use that word. Cut that out of the podcast.
21 plus and present in TN, first online real money wager only. I'm saying if you are, then
nope.
Don't use it.
Nope.
That's
nope.
What this
nope.
is about responsible gaming.
Yep.
You see what
yep.
I'm saying?
Yep.
Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? This was my point. Call the TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Don't be an idiot.
Overrated, underrated, coming up next.
Overrated, very overrated.
It's overrated.
Overrated, my friend.
Overrated, I'm gonna tell you why. I think that's a solid rated right there, perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He got some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated, they don't die.
All right. Who's ready to play some overrated, underrated?
Cody, I hope you are because you desperately need a win.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't really win this.
Well, you desperately need to.
But you can lose it.
You desperately need to get something without losing, I guess is what I should say.
Well, we can have a good showing here. I won this or that last week.
Six in a row. Six trivial losses in a row. I was telling somebody about that last night. How do you lose somebody six times in a row? Anyways, let's play some
Who were you telling about it?
I was telling people about it.
What was the context?
That I won trivia. And they're like, oh, yeah? I was like, yeah, six times in a row. We play every week, and I've won six in a row.
You know, they
said six times in a row? Who are you playing, a monkey? I said, well. Some monkeys are smarter.
More of a gorilla type.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I'd be more gorilla-like, but.
Six in a row.
You'd be a baboon.
Are those the smart ones?
No, I believe they eat their own feces.
Oh. Are you my poop in this scenario? Because I eat you up every Tuesday.
That's gross.
Six times in a row.
It's really graphic. People are trying to eat lunch right now.
At 2:35, I hope not. That's me eating you up in trivia.
Sounds like you're doing something else.
That's what you do in trivia.
What?
Suck. Cam, what do you got?
All right, first up we got onion rings.
Ooh. Am I tripping? Or are there onion rings that have, like, legitimate onions in them, and then there's other onion rings that don't really have the onions in them? Because I swear, like, every now and then I bite into some onion rings, and, like, a big, like, juicy, slimy onion comes out.
Just got done calling me an idiot. Now he's talking about onion rings that don't have onions in them.
So I am tripping?
Well, of course. Onion rings have onion in them.
But no, there's some onion rings that don't have like the slimy onions in them. Like this, I want to say from like Sonic, I used to get onion rings that didn't really have the slimy stuff in them. But then I'd get some maybe authentic ones or just like really, really like gross. And I would buy into them and the onions like hanging out and I would not like those.
That's the Sonic ones. Are you talking about sometimes you get like a crisp onion? It's a little crisp,
and it
crunchier.
Doesn't feel like, it doesn't just taste like an onion. Like it doesn't. Like you can eat it, and like you just bite it off. It doesn't like hang out. Like, and I don't even really. I barely even know they're onions. Is what I'm saying.
I think it might have to do with the level that they're cooked.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
So where do you stand?
Well, here? I'm just asking if I'm tripping. I don't like onions, so I say overrated. I don't like them.
You don't like them in any context.
Not onion rings. No, I just. I mean. Again, if I can get the ones that don't have, like, the slimy onions in them, I can eat them, but I'll always prefer fries, mashed potatoes.
I like a good onion tangler, that, like, the blossom thing.
Or powdered onions. That's exactly where I get them at. Thank you, Jared. He said Burger King onion rings are like powdered onions or something. So like they're not actual onions. Like they're like there's like
oh okay.
I guess they have like onion sauce. I don't say onion sauce. Not onion sauce. But like it's not a traditional onion ring. Thank you, Jared, for making
powdered
me.
Onions.
Yeah, it's very like you eat those and like you can just basically you have to eat one to experience them. I don't know if they still have them, but they're different. Thank you, Jared.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
But Jared does. So at least I'm not tripping.
I think a good onion ring is underrated. The old Pizza Palace over off Magnolia. They got good onion rings.
No free advertising, please.
I like them. The onion rings, yeah. I mean, I go underrated because I don't have them that much. You know, normally, well, back when I was eating bad, I would get French fries. Nowadays, of course, I don't eat carbs, so I don't really get to have either. But I like a good onion ring, if done right. It's got to be nice and salted. Get some ketchup with it. Get that breading with the onion, with the ketchup. Good combination.
Okay.
They're kind of a treat to me.
Oh.
I don't have them very often.
Oh, just a little treat.
Just a little treat.
Just a little treat.
Normally, I get them with the fries. Treat. Normally, I get both.
You get both?
I like the tangled onions that are like deep fried and they're like you just dip.
Yeah, those aren't onion rings though. You're moving the goalposts. These aren't onions.
That blooming onion sauce.
That's not onions.
It's onions.
All right.
What is it? I gotta. It really hurts when you get sent something. This website's like, hey, these new cowboy hats, which I don't have a cowboy hat, but sometimes I think, would I look good in cowboy hats? What do you think? Would I look good in a cowboy hat? Does that mean no?
Immediately started laughing.
The way you looked at me just with those eyes, I'm just picturing you with a cowboy hat now. Do I look good?
Do you think I'd look good in a cowboy hat? It's okay to say no. Because I don't have one.
I don't think anybody looks good in a cowboy hat.
Oh, I disagree strongly on that. Some people look really good in cowboy hats.
Like who? Kevin Costner?
He does look good.
He does look good in a cowboy hat.
So does Rip. Rip looks good in a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a big tough guy.
George Strait looks great in a cowboy hat.
Yeah, but those are
my
guys.
My dad looked good in cowboy hats. But they're authentic. Well,
right,
playing authentic.
Right, right.
That's what I'm saying.
Authentic.
That's why I don't have one.
If you're a cowboy,
well, that's why I don't have
it
one.
Makes sense.
I can do cowboy stuff. I know how to do cowboy stuff. I've lived the life before. I got a damn bull tattooed on my arm, so I can live it and speak the lingo. But I don't have one, but I got a note. I got an email for one. And then I'm looking, and they max out at 7.58s, but my head's a 7.34, so I can't even get one if I wanted one.
Yeah. My granddad used to say that means you're –
That's wild.
My granddad used to say that means you're smart. He used to say there's a reason I wear a 7.75 hat,
yeah.
Son.
Yeah.
That's what he used to say.
Big brain. Anyways, what's the next topic?
All right. Next up, we have haunted houses.
You weren't here last week, but Cam and I went over the, what was it, the McKinley Manor in Tennessee.
Oh,
have you ever
yeah.
heard of that place where they torture you?
Where they torture you?
Yeah.
Is it one of those things where you get money if you get out?
No, I don't think so. It's just
what
like
do you
an.
Mean?
Just look up
McKinley
Manor. You still
got to
sign
the waivers and they'll like.
McCamey.
That's what I meant.
Lawrence County, Tennessee.
It's one of those places like
survival
you basically.
Horror stars, a survival horror style events are enacted.
You basically consent to being tortured and.
But you don't get anything for making it out?
No.
Nobody's ever finished
it. I think
it.
Just like. Yeah, nobody's ever finished it. They just like the thrill of it though. Like, and they can touch you and assault you and all kinds of stuff.
What do you mean they can assault you?
It's part of the waiver.
But like, what do you mean assault me? They can punch me. They can like beat
think,
me up.
Yeah. yeah, and I think there's probably been allegations of like sexual stuff too. Like it's pretty horrid.
I got no issue. I'm not into that.
No, I'm just they. I think there's been some pretty bad stuff.
Apparently, there's something on Netflix about it right now. Dark Taurus episode 8.
It started out, where was it camp started? In Arizona, I think, or somewhere out west.
Oh, yeah, it was founded in San Diego by Russ McCamey and originally located on his property.
San Diego, yeah.
I don't like it. It doesn't sound.
I think it's pretty bad. Like,
yeah,
people have broken bones. They come out of there with broken bones.
2.6 on the old Google reviews.
Yeah, it's probably an awful experience.
I like almost died. Do not recommend.
Yeah, my femur was snapped. Not a good experience.
One of the 5-star reviews is.
I lost feeling in my legs.
Loved
it was
it.
Awesome.
They peeled my skin off.
Oh yeah, all the reviews seem very fake. All the 5-star reviews are very, very fake. Great experience. Gave me a fresh haircut and free dental work.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. People pull your teeth out. Yeah, they pull people's teeth out.
I wanted a new haircut and got what I wanted. They also offered me some free bass and food. I had a great time. Yeah, so I get, all the good reviews are basically...
parody.
Yeah. I never went, but please don't go. You'll probably die or at least get heavily injured. How is this place legal? I say I'll go do it and I'll survive because I'm the only one alive. And after that, no one. Okay, I don't know.
I'm going to go underrated on the haunted house.
Place is a whole torture chamber.
Not this place, but the just this general.
To hurt people but cannot do it legally. So, I mean, it does sound like.
Yeah, it's like a bad place, I think.
Don't go there. You will get tortured. Russ personally licks your feet, says one one-star review. Y'all need Jesus in your life. This place is awful. It's legal. It's literally legal torture. They can literally do anything to you. Do not sign the waiver.
You do get to have a safe word now, though. That's the thing we discovered. You used to not even get a safe word. Like, people used to get really messed up in there.
Please be careful coming here. It's a torture house. They will do anything to you because the owner is a creep. Be careful.
Okay.
I like haunted houses. I don't know if I can call them underrated anymore because I'm 32 years old.
Well, that's why they're underrated now.
I do like the idea of being scared. I do like darkness. But, you know, they're not going to hurt you. It's not that scary. I like taking people that are scared to haunted houses.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
I like taking kids. Like, when my nephew was like 10, 11, 12, like, he liked going, and he would actually get scared, so that was fun.
I like laughing.
I loved going as a kid. Are you? You're one of those guys that go in there and ruin it for everybody.
No, I just laugh in the back while everybody's getting scared.
Cam's there trying to make jokes.
I go in the back so they don't, so I don't ruin it. In
Cam
the front.
Sits there trying to just talk to the people trying to scare. What's up, bro? Hey.
I do talk to.
You're definitely not scared. Mr. Cool Guy ruining it for everybody else.
That's why I'm in the back so I can do my own thing.
I would be so mad if Cam was in my group. Oh, I would be so mad.
I just like to chat up. I want to know where they how they got into
I bet Cam.
I don't take pictures with them. I just want to know how they got into the industry. Yeah, I just try to chat them out.
How they got into the industry.
Like, why is this your life choice?
I would be so
mad. I think
they
were out of money.
I would be so mad if Cam was in my haunted house group. So mad.
I do laugh when people have really bad, scary reactions.
I like it when people have really bad, scary reactions. That's what I go for.
I worked one when I was a teenager.
What'd they make you, the blop?
You know, I've noticed since I've been back on the show, you've made a lot more fat jokes than you used to. You used to not attack me personally.
Yeah,
you got this man on three different types of diets.
Over the last 2 years.
What if I just started crying?
Over the last 2 years.
Could this be harassment? Can you sue for harassment? Is this a hate?
We'll call HR.
You can refer to HR.
Is this a hate crime?
Over the last 2 years, see, I got in the gym, so I feel a little less insecure, so I can poke at you now. The blob was good, though, right? That was good.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Don't go here. They cut my hand off. A lot of people keep talking about these haircuts. Like,
yeah, no,
it's
a fascinating place.
I would be really mad if I'm in a haunted house and somebody just runs up with clippers and cuts a big thing in my hair.
A scam. Me and my friend went there. I didn't make it out, but she did, and she didn't get $20,000. Are you supposed to get a prize if you get through? I will be honest, though. The reviews do make me interested in it. Not in going, but just like
what's
sending,
actually happening in there?
I think that should be Cody's board bet punishment if he loses. We send him to this torture place.
Oh, God. I don't want to go in there.
He has to agree to at least four things.
That would be really scary, though.
What would your safe word be?
Stop. You'd go as if you were a villain, you'd be Pinhead.
Yeah.
It'd be you.
Yeah. They're making a new Hellraiser movie. I would like to see it because I remember Pinhead from my childhood, but I have no clue what Hellraiser is about. I have no clue what that scary movie is about. Do you know what it's about?
I couldn't tell you right now either.
I just know, like, the guy has pins in his head, and there's a woman that also has pins in her head, I believe. And I thought it was a cool costume, and but it scared me. It did his job, but I was, you know.
You got so mad at horror movie trivia yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to remind me.
I know.
About
I
it.
Forgot until I walked in there and realized that's what was happening.
Rats.
And then I was like, Oh, you would have been mad. Half the questions weren't even, like, actual horror movies. Like, there's questions about, like, Disney's Haunted Mansion or Hocus Pocus.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I'd been big mad about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so it was like, I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They did a question where it was like, what's the 6 horror movies to, like, win an award or something like that? And Jaws was one of them, which I don't consider a horror movie.
I consider Jaws a horror movie. Jaws is pretty scary, if you're, like, you're a kid especially. Like,
I guess, yeah.
That's one of those I consider Jaws a horror movie just because if you are in a situation that's scary and you think of the movie, it could be considered horror to me. So, like, if you're in the water and you're afraid of sharks, start thinking about that shark in Jaws. That's the way I kind of view it. I mean, I don't know.
I guess in that case, Get Out's a horror movie because sometimes you're in a room with a white lady and you're like, oh, man,
I think it's,
I'm about to die.
Is it not billed as a horror movie, though?
It's like a suspense. Thriller.
I mean,
but I
think it falls under the horror genre.
It just seemed like they were very ambiguous with what they were considering horror movie questions. And I was kind of like,
I do consider Jaws a horror and I do consider Get Out a horror.
Okay.
I do understand what you're saying. The difference between, like, thriller and horror. Like, I do, there can be a difference, but I think, you know.
Yeah. I think they should have went, I don't know, maybe they should have just phrased it different than horror movie, like, maybe, like, I don't know, but seemed like some of them weren't really fitting the bill, and there was some people that were mad every time they'd say answers to stuff.
Well, yeah, like, Hocus Pocus I don't view as a horror
movie. Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, it's a kid's movie.
You could be that sloth guy from the Goonies.
I could. I could be Kane in his scary movie, too.
You could have at least given me, like, Grimace or something.
It's not scary.
I don't know.
Find you in an adult hat.
Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Tom warns that Hocus Pocus 2 could unleash hell on your kids.
Okay.
All right. So here's a quick update. Also, I didn't start the podcast of this last segment until just now, so.
They're gonna get like 2 minutes. They didn't really miss.
We were just discussing whether or not I messed up the podcast of the second hour.
Did you fix the hour 2 podcast?
So, I'll let you know. I might know by the end of the show.
Okay. Well, so they're worried that the witches are putting spells on kids.
Pretty much, as Mom said, a worst case scenario is you unleash hell on your kids and in your home. The whole movie is based on witches harvesting children for blood sacrifices. Do not watch this film. Everybody thinks it's fake and innocent, but they could be casting any type of spell they want to. Anything could be coming through that TV screen into your home.
Hey, you fixed it. Good job, Hucko.
Podcast is fixed.
Sorry, I also saw witches in the news yesterday that said that Giselle was a good witch and that she, this is on TikTok, so it has to be true.
Yep.
Giselle Bundchen Brady is a good witch. And her powers have been used to extend Tom Brady's career and give him so much success. But now that they are broken up, things are about to go bad in a real hurry for Thomas
Brady. I hope he crumbles in the dust this Sunday.
I mean, he hasn't looked very good this year.
That'd be incredible. That'd be the happiest day of my life. To see Tom Brady just dead with Grady Jarrett standing over him.
Is there anyone you hate more?
Probably the Saints team combined. No, actually, no. They haven't actually, like, ruined my life as much. Taysom Hill's up there just because of his face.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty punchable face.
Okay.
Well, maybe Brady will die. You'll get your
That'd
wish.
Be pretty cool.
It's going to be an ugly end of the season for Brady, ain't it?
I hope so.
After all of beating Father Time, it's going to be his wife that takes him down.
It's always the broads.
Good job by you getting the podcast fixed. I am proud of you. Thank you to Anthony, who brought it to our attention.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony, for pointing out my flaws.
No, you got it fixed, so you're going to get a lot more messages. He saved you the headache. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.